Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cookin' Joe, the time is 11:43. Brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Just $1 down can get you new siding. Coming up top of the hour, Ben, as you just heard, wants to take a hit. There's another coach in the NFL who won't let any of his starters take a hit the entire preseason. Let's talk about that top of the hour. But in the meantime, Jim Colony has stuck around. Ron, very generous of him to do so, I might add. Aaron Boone, his team lost 19-5 the other day. They don't lose very much. But they lost 19-5 to, I think it was, it doesn't matter who it was. After the game, he suggested that Major League Baseball institute a mercy rule. And he was serious. And a couple of other managers have chimed in, including Alex Cora, and said maybe that's not a bad idea. Boone said, I think there would be a benefit to that. It would probably eliminate a lot of the unwritten rules, people running or swinging. It would be like if you get to this point after seven innings or whatever, there might be something to that. And maybe it's worth exploring. And he talked about putting position players in as pitchers and things like that. And he said this is like a legit thought that he's having. And I was surprised that other people said, yeah, I would agree. I was listening to Zangrilli last night. He did, and so did some callers on Pirates postgame. What do you guys think?
I personally hate it. I think the game is great the way it is. Occasionally, you'll see a monster comeback. Occasionally, what is determined? Is seven runs enough? Eight runs enough? Five innings? Six innings? I have no problem playing nine innings. Very rarely would you see, well, this year for the Pirates, you're seeing a lot of these blowouts. But I don't think normally you get that many in a season. I don't like it.
It'd be like the high school page, or like the sports page, you know, the scoreboard page for the high school games, where it's like section three and, you know, asterisk 10 run rule. They have a 15 run rule, don't they, after four innings?
Well, what would it be? Like, what would it be in the major leagues?
Probably 10, I would think.
To me, that's
after two, what point of the game?
Yeah, that's
seven. Five innings, six innings?
Seven innings, I guess. But you're right that, you know, but that messes. I don't think that'll ever happen, though. I get a kick out of seeing the position players pitch. But
so
I mean, last night it's a little. But how embarrassing is it for Papa Francisco to not be able? He got out of one inning, the eighth, but then he gets in trouble in the ninth, and Osuna has to come in.
Sirich went out and talked to Papa Francisco in a 9-0 game. The guy's been around forever. What can you possibly tell a guy when it's 9-0?
Throw strikes.
Thank you, Jim. Enjoy the course, Ron. I hate this rule. Let me be really clear about it. It's not a
rule.
I hate the proposal.
I hate the idea. Me too.
I hate the idea.
Well, me too.
First of all, what about the people who pay and want to see the game? Like Josh Bell had one more at bat last night.
Right.
You know?
Go back to the Ralph Kiner days where people would stay until we'd bat the last time.
Right. Yes. I think it's ridiculous, and I can't believe other people supported it.
You know, I get the length of game and pace of play and all that, but why are we always constantly trying to almost come up with something that's wrong about baseball and fix it? I don't get that. Why?
That's a good question.
It seems like all we do instead of celebrate maybe some of the good things about the game, we don't like this, we don't like this, we don't like this, we don't like this, we don't like this. I'm sorry.
Well, actually,
I do not like this proposed rule at all either.
I hate it, but to answer your question, the reason I think that baseball continues to look and suggest and try to alter the game, Ron.
Its audience is getting older, I know.
Yes.
Because not younger.
Because it sees the future. And it can see. I'm amazed that revenues go up every year in baseball. The nature of the sport does not lend itself to modern day society. It doesn't. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I don't know. Just something like this, though. Just the game has been played how many, 100 and some years, and I just don't like that.
Here's something I don't like, though, Ron, as well. And you mentioned it, the average time of a game. And they've put in these different things, right? They come back from breaks quicker. They've tried to institute other things. average time of a major league game this season is 3 hours and 9 minutes, 3:04 for 9-inning games. Highest ever, Ron. Whatever they're doing is not working.
Nope, they're not working.
30 years ago, it was two hours and 50 minutes. So in 30 years, they've added, what, 15 minutes to the game? 40 years ago, it was 2 hours and 35 minutes. In 1941, when Ten Williams hit 4:06, the average time, Ron, was 2 hours and 8 minutes. This is going way in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to a three-hour movie. Nobody watches a three-hour television show. Everybody wants to be on their phones. Who goes and watches a three-hour and some-minute baseball game?
You know, I saw a great thing the other day. I mentioned I did a column on Tom Walker, Neil Walker's dad, on Sunday's Post-Gazette. In his basement, you know, he pitched a 15-inning no-hitter in the minor leagues. Unbelievable that he got to pitch 15 innings. But he also brought out a scorecard to show me in the major leagues. He pitched a game against Jim Cott.
Yes.
Kitty Cott was his name. Kitty Cott and Tom Walker pitched a 1-0 game. I think Walker won it 1-0. 1 hour, 38 minutes. Ugh. 1 hour and 38 minutes.
I think.
Remember the guy that pitched for San Diego was Randy Jones.
Loved him.
He routinely
won a Cy Young.
He would pitch 2 hour games. I mean, he got the ball through it. That's what you're supposed to do.
If I were running
Major
League Baseball.
And hitters have to get into the box, too.
Yeah. If I were running Major League Baseball, I would be deeply, deeply concerned about that.
Well, I think they are.
A 3-hour, 9-minute game. So that answers your question. Why are they tinkering with the game? And why do people keep suggesting things? Because of this. This is why you get something like, you know, let's put a guy on second base automatically if the game goes 10 or more innings, something like that. There needs to be a pitch clock. What else can they do? Why are games so much longer, Ron? More ads, more bullpens, more relievers?
Leland blames hitters, you know, for just not getting in the box.
Is that different than it ever was?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, he talked about walk-up music. Everybody's got to wait for his walk-up music every time. You know, and I love Sean Casey to death, but I always tease him. He was the human delay. Every pitch, he'd step out and do both batting gloves, pull up his pants, step back in, do the same thing after every pitch.
But not many guys do that. But I hear what Leland's saying about the
walk-up
music.
He blames hitters much more than pitchers for the delays of games.
I think they're both guilty, and I think their need that could be the one tangible change in the game that could significantly speed it up. Would be enforcing a pitch clock, which is also a hit clock, right?
Yeah.
Every pitch has to take place in so many seconds. And if it doesn't, there have to be severe ramifications, immediate ramifications, I think. Because that's, if you're baseball and you are going in that direction to where you have your longest games ever this season, it just doesn't lend itself to what people want. People still go, though. They still go.
People's attention spans just aren't what they used to be.
They're not. And you know what? Even back then, nobody would have wanted to watch a three-hour baseball game, Ron. The beauty of it was 2 hours and 15 minutes or 2:35 or something like that. It's a huge difference to sit there for another 40 minutes. It's a huge difference to not get home till, you know, 11:30 or whatever. You know what I mean? What would you do to fix it?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. Then, and people a lot smarter than me are having trouble coming up with what to do.
I think you're smarter than them.
No, I'm not very smart.
And I think you should come up with a solution by noon. Can you?
8 minutes? I can do it.
Do people out there hear this? Like, if you were running Major League Baseball, I think this is, like, as serious an issue as you could have for the future of your sport. Nobody wants to sit still for 10 seconds, and your games take 3 hours and 9 minutes. That's ridiculous. 412-928-9370. If you have a solution, seems like they've tried everything. And next hour, we have to get to Ben and how he wants his first appearance in the preseason to go. And another coach in the league who is not playing his starters, the way I'm reading this, for a single second. The time, 11:52, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Just $1 down. Can get you new siding. Ron, we're going to talk about that. We got a lot of things to talk about coming up, but I want to talk right now about Harry's Razors. And how in summertime, especially when it gets hot like this, I have a condition that I'll call itchy face, or I used to until Harry's came along. Now I have a smooth, very handsome face, I might add, Ron, and I credit Harry's for at least part of that. Refresh your face and your wallet. Ron just touched my face. That was interesting. With blades as low as $2 each, get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Starkey at harrys.com. Harry's started by two guys who got tired of paying for overpriced razors, is what they did, under quality. You shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. So this summer's, again, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Starkey at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, and foaming shave gel and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Starkey at harrys.com. When you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in store, Harry's razors are also available at Target and Walmart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.